Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think it all is connected. You know, when you look at how a defense works, they work together. And when you look at the run, you look at the rush, I mean, they work together. I think it's safe to say, yeah, it works that way. I mean, if you can't stop the run, you don't get a chance to rush the passer. We always hear that cliche, if you don't stop the run, you don't get the privilege to rush the passer. And for the most part, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, that's kind of shown up. But, you know, but it's been, the pass has also affected the run, too. So it all works together, man. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't get the quarterback, guess what we're going to get? A lot of run, because they're going to be running the clock out. So, you know, but that's kind of just.
Chuck Smith, pass rushing guru, had very nice returns years one and two. The Ravens led the league in sacks 2 years ago and were second in the league in sacks last year. Right now they have 8 sacks as a team. Nnamdi Madubuike is still tied for the team lead in sacks with 2. He's tied with Tavius Robinson, who will be out 6 to 8 weeks. So he's talking about, well, they can't stop the run, so they can't get sacks. Well, there's been many opportunities where quarterbacks are sitting back there and they're not even being harassed. So there were opportunities to get sacks. They just can't get there.
They don't have pass rushers on their roster. They refuse to prioritize obtaining pass rushers, and they also suck at evaluating pass rushers. That's you want to ensure that your roster will always, and roster. You want to ensure that your roster, the greatest roster in the world you put together, you want to continue to ensure that it doesn't go as far in January as you and everybody else think it will. Keep building it bereft of any individuals, except for Madubuike, who truly have upper level pass rush in their repertoire, in their resume, anywhere. It's a flaw. It's a huge flaw in roster construction, and it's had everything to do with the playoff shortcomings. And we can play with numbers all we want. You can talk about sack totals. But when you drill down on pressure rates don't matter when we're getting sacks. And then when we're not getting sacks, but we like our pressure. Well, guess what? You get nothing now. You're bottom, you're dregs of the league in pressure rate. You're dregs in the league in sack rate, and nobody's doubling anybody because they don't have to.
Nobody's chipping at all.
Man. And even the successes under Chuck Smith. Okay, Clowney had his best season here.
Van Noy
last year, 35. A 35-year-old had his best
season. Van Noy's had his two best seasons. But
Madubuike was a thing going back 3 years now.
He had his breakout.
He had his best year 2 years ago.
To be fair.
And he was also, they made a big deal at the time. He was going to Chuck Smith's camp before they hired Chuck. Yes.
I would say he was on a pretty good trajectory.
Sure.
They were already whispering to Peter King before Chuck Smith got here that he's a defensive player of the year candidate.
Sure, yeah, but he hasn't realized that.
But
okay.
We know about them and their whispers.
I'll give him Chuck Smith. Yeah. I mean, you want to give him Madubuike? Give him Madubuike. Yeah. But the rest of it is a fact. I mean, we've heard this guy. We played the clips yesterday. What he said about Elway and what he said about Ajabo and what he said about Tavius Robinson. Like, dude, they're giving you an S sandwich. Stop telling me it's filet mignon. We all know it's not filet mignon, and you nor anybody else, no matter who they're getting to cook this up, isn't going to make that look like filet mignon on Sunday or Monday or Thursday. So
you don't need filet mignon anymore.
I don't.
Yeah. I do like filet mignon.
He can't do anything with this.
Well, I think that's kind of part of it, right? Where Chuck Smith, in terms of young pass rushers, he gets Nnamdi Matabike, but outside of that, there really hasn't been that success story. Now, there's been premium picks, using air quotes, with Owe was a first-round pick, Ajabo a second-round pick, and now Mike Green. Yeah. But are those really guys? Are those guys that Chuck Smith can mold? They need to put premium on finding a dude at edge this offseason and moving forward. Edge rushers, pass rush, sacks, pressures, that turns into turnovers. And you mentioned why they come up short in the postseason. They don't force any turnovers. This defense doesn't get any takeaways in January. And now they just don't get any takeaways in general.
Well, you just mentioned Mike Green. Well, Chuck Smith talks about Mike Green showing some encouraging signs, but also needs time.
I think the thing about Mike Green, one thing when you look at Mike, first thing, I'm proud of Mike. Mike's not like the normal rookie of a lot of the guys who came out in these first couple rounds. Mike's a starter. Mike's playing big boy ball. You know, he's playing first and 10. He's playing against, you know, teams, obviously the five teams we've played that are, I guess, playoff teams. So he's transitioning. So Mike will play first two downs, then he's in on third down. And so on the run, I think Mike has really answered the bell. And a lot of people talked about Mike's inability, you know, to stop the run. Mike Green is a Raven. Mike Green is, you look at some of the film from this past weekend, Mike Green is putting hands on guys, you know, and it's a fight and he's learning. And when it comes to the rush, when you look at the big picture, man, it takes time a lot of times. You know what I mean? And just like we talked about the things that have been our challenge, Mike's a part of that as far as from the standpoint it affects everyone. But I think Mike Green is going to continue to work hard. He gets after it. He takes coaching. And I think his time will come, you know, and the other guys will too. And we'll continue to keep working. He's working on his different techniques and understanding protections, all the things that goes into being a good rusher as well as a complete player. And right now, Mike, you know, right now he's doing really well on the run, and he's continued to work hard and develop as a pass rusher. And those, his days will come, his sacks will come, and at the end of the year, you know, we'll be happy.
Jason, I want to start with what he started with, because we don't agree on everything. But the reason Mike Green's playing every down is because of the roster they built, and yes, they don't have veteran. Like, we talked in the preseason, like, Mike Green should be a guy that gets his feet wet on pure passing downs, yes, comes in, gets comfortable, and then becomes an every down guy. But because they don't have anything, he's playing every down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's not because he's lighting the world on fire. And it's not fair to the kid. The kid's being put in an untenable situation because of the roster they built. No, he's playing the run because Ajabo can't move. Mm. Like, he's playing the run because Urban beat up again. He's playing the run because Van Noy missed a bunch of time. He's playing the run because in order to try to unlock the one guy who maybe could be a playmaker for them on the back end, they had to go get another safety, so they gave up a guy who got 10 sacks for them to get a free safety who's, let's be real, he ain't a difference maker.
Not right now, he ain't.
But he can play in the league. But that's where they are as a roster. And so do I think Mike Green could be a success story for them as a pass rusher? I do. Do I think this is the greatest thing in the world for his development? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe throwing him in the deep end over time will prove to be that. At the very least, they're learning about Mike Green. They're finding out about Mike Green. And they better, and we'll get to this in my six-pack, they better lean into learning a lot about recent second, third, and fourth-round draft picks. Because we already know you got a boatload of holes to fill this offseason. You better figure out who's capable of at least holding the paddle.
It's just, it goes back to the roster, like you were saying, Ken. Ideally, you wouldn't have him out there all the time and have all of these expectations on him. But with how the roster was built, Mike Green needs to produce. That's just the it might be unrealistic for this point of his career, but that was how the roster was built, where a second-round pick, you have to come in and be an immediate impact.
There is no way that they drew it up where Mike Green was an every-down player at the start of the season. Like, that doesn't make sense. It like, you got a kid.
Well, they didn't draw it up that way because they're fools. Yeah. I begged them to sign a pass rusher forever.
That was their only addition to the edge.
Well, yeah.
So it's
But they said, well, you know,
Collision, concussion, violence sport?
It is.
Is Kyle Van Noy 36 years old?
He is.
Were they going to pay Owe to stay around here beyond this year? Just exactly. They set it up exactly for Mike Green to be Ajabo being Ajabo and Van Noy being a 36-year-old who gets hurt away from having to play every down. No, that's exactly how they built it.
But they would tell you that they were going to get quality out of Ajabo finally, and they were going to get...
And they would base that on what? Because I saw him this summer.
And Owe gave him 10 sacks a year ago.
I told you he's not a pass rusher when he's fumbled into 10 sacks.
I'm telling you they're wrong.
And they knew he's not a pass rusher, or they would have paid him as a pass rusher.
We're sort of saying the same thing here, but they were living on pipe dreams, and that's how Mike Green wasn't going to play every down, and none of that stuff worked out, is what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, where they clearly operated on best case scenario.
Yes.
Van Noy staying healthy.
I think it's not really any of that. I think it's that they think they're so smart that they can scheme it up and that all their playmakers on the back end
are
going to shine.
Best case scenario.
And now those guys are mostly just guys.
Yeah.
And you got literally nothing up front, and you've been compromised by injury, and your one true blue chipper, Matabike, might never play for you again. Your one true success story might be done. And guess what? Now your season's done too. Wear your sunglasses, Holmes. You look great in them.
I think Kyle Hamilton's a blue chipper.
I'm talking about blue chipper up front, pass rusher.
Okay. Coming up next, we get to the rest of the NFL league at large, and we'll hear from Ben Johnson on his quarterback, Caleb Williams. Remember, he comes to town a week from Sunday. And what the heck is going on in Miami? Tua Tagovailoa talks about the lack of leadership in that locker room. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.